Alone time for artists. Do you have alone time? This is important. I think you can kind of relate to this. Everybody has different stories, their life situation, your life story right now might be different than it was maybe a year ago. But the point I'm trying to make here is that it's super important to carve out, even if you have, you know, 30 minutes a day, to carve that out, you know, just for yourself. It sounds kind of selfish a little bit, but it gets you away from everything and you can concentrate on that one thing, which is painting or drawing. It could be sculpting. If you like to write, of course, that too. But to have that alone time is very important because it takes concentration I'm talking about painting right now. It takes a lot of concentration to get better at painting. So you need that focused time. So it's got to be really laser focused. Don't start looking at your phone. I mean, if you're painting from a monitor, you might have the internet behind it. Don't start surfing. Try to have that discipline of if it's 30 minutes, then let it be 30 minutes. An hour is better. 2 hours is even better. But I'm just saying, let that time be your time. You got to be a little bit selfish here. You have to explain to people that, you know, in the next 30 minutes, again, an hour, 2 hours would be better, but I'm going to be painting and drawing. So I just, please give me this time. And you will see big improvement in your work if you're consistent with that. But you have to have that, because if you have disruption within that 30 minutes, I'm just giving you an example, 30 minutes. I know it's a short time, but, you know, it's not a theory. I think this works. This will work for any time, but you cannot have anything disturbing around you. So if you like to listen to music, that's fine. Whatever, talk radio, whatever you want to do, but it should be only you and the painting. It's all it should be. And time flies by. It's amazing. I mean, what I paint, it's just like half an hour, hour goes by. Like, I don't even know what time it was. That's when you know you're in the zone. You're concentrating on the painting. You're not looking around, you know, on your phone or other things. So I think it's something that, try to carve it out. The reason I'm saying 30 minutes, because some of you, you know, do live busy lives and you still want to create. But 30 minutes a day, five times a week, you know, that's a fair amount of time. And you add that by a month and a year, again, concentrated time, that'll add up. I mean, you'll see, you know, again, more time you put in, more, the faster improvement, but even 30 minutes, that's 2.5 hours a week, concentrated time. That could make a difference, I believe. Again, paint small, though. If you have that small of a time, don't get into these giant projects. That's another thing, too. You know, just paint it like a 8x10, you know, 6x8, make it small. It's not about a masterpiece. It's about working through things that you're still learning. You're still in the learning process. Most of the people that I speak to are, you know, in the learning, but everybody's in the learning process. What I'm just trying to say is that, a lot of you are students of art, so that's I love to teach and I love to share knowledge, so that's kind of where I'm coming from. It's the carving out of personal time is really important. Give it a shot, like for a month, 30 minutes. You know, everybody's got 30 minutes. Start, you know, watch less TV. You gotta give up something to get something. It's impossible that, you know, you're going to get better. You want to get better at something, but then you don't want to give this other thing up. It's just impossible. It's not going to happen. Sorry, it's just not going to happen. It's just wishful thinking. You might be watching this video or listening to it. I just urge you to take that time, that personal time, and spend time with your paintings, drawings, sculpture, whatever that be. If you like to write, then write. It's anything creative you need to concentrate on. And if you have people like knocking on the door, you know, constantly just disturbing you, then you got to tell them, like, please don't knock for the next 30 minutes. And then hopefully you can extend it out to, 40 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour. Some days you might have an hour, whole hour. You know, some days only 30 minutes, but keep to that. You know, keep to that time, and you will see improvement. That's my whole idea when I do these talks, is that I want you to grow. I love, you know, students. I see them growing, and they're getting better. They're happier because they're getting they're drawing down faster. Their colors, values, they can concentrate. It's kind of like driving a stick shift. You're not concentrating anymore about shifting. You're just driving. You're enjoying the road now more than the actual, you know, process of shifting. So I hope this helps, and just give it a shot and carve out that personal time for yourself. If you like this video, make sure you subscribe. That way you get updates on new videos that I post. And please visit my website. I have a bunch of free videos at my blog. I have a podcast too you can listen to also. I like to put some of these on YouTube, obviously, if you're watching this right now in video form. I have some instructional videos too at my website. I love to write, you know, do these shorter demos and give tips, and I don't like tricks. There's no tricks in this. It's just giving tips, and hopefully you'll think a little differently. At least you think about these things that I might be saying. So maybe virtually I can be with you sometimes in your head and say, oh yeah, Gabor said that. Maybe I should listen, or I should maybe give that a shot. So, but thanks again for listening, watching. So see you next time.